Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. Keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, February 18th. A new report states that Tesla is looking to use cheaper Chinese lithium iron phosphate batteries in its vehicle lineup, which would be a large departure from Tesla's normal battery strategy. Early on, Tesla adopted its own version of the energy-dense lithium nickel cobalt aluminum oxide batteries and has avoided the cheaper lithium iron phosphate until now. Reuters reports, quote, Tesla has been talking to the Chinese battery manufacturer for more than a year to supply lithium iron phosphate batteries that will be cheaper than its existing batteries by a double-digit percent, close quote. Neither Tesla nor the Chinese battery company CATL wanted to comment on the report, which didn't go into detail about how Tesla would use the battery cells. A Tesla Model 3 is leading the industry in value retention, according to a new study. The automotive research firm iccars.com analyzed prices from over 6 million new and used cars sold from August of 2019 to January of 2020. It analyzed the top 10 cars that have the lowest price difference from their new price to the one-year-old used vehicle version. The Tesla Model 3 topped the list with only a 5.5% difference in price, or $2,529. Motivated by Tesla's rise, BMW stokes dealer excitement for its upcoming EVs. Sean Bugby, Executive Vice President of Operations for BMW North America, was encouraged by the dealer's reaction to a preview of the BMW i4 at a late January event in Boca Raton, Florida. Quote, the dealers in the market, when they saw the i4 in Boca, they were ready, like tomorrow. I've got a pretty good sense if dealers are happy or not. The next thing somebody asks me is the lease price, and that means they already think the cars are a good fit. We need the entire U.S. network to have that perspective because it just can't be a California solution. Close quote. Con Ed, an investor-owned utility, wants to build 60 curbside electric vehicle charging stations in New York City. Unfortunately, the business model and government involvement don't fare well. Users pay hourly for the service, even when the battery is full and the electricity is not operating, and all New York City residents are paying for the construction of these chargers. Con Ed is paid twice per transaction, first when the electricity is sent to the unit, and then a second time when the retail transaction occurs. Add to that a rate of 40 cents per kilowatt hour, which is considerably high, and compared to gasoline, these prices equate to $3.50 or $10 per gallon. Plug-in America, a group that advocates for electric vehicles in the United States, has announced a nationwide campaign called PlugStar, which aims to train car dealers on how to sell electric cars. Any interested dealer can sign up for the course on Plug-in America's website and start getting training on how to better sell these electric cars. Plug-in America Executive Director Joel Levin said, quote, our work has shown that salespeople who are more confident about EVs with their customers end up selling a lot more EVs, close quote. Less than a year ago, the Pasadena City Council voted to join Tesla in building the largest public fast-charging station in the United States. That station is now live, offering 20 stalls, each of them with 50 kilowatt hours available. And also, they both use CHAdeMO and CCS SAE ports, accompanied by another 24 parking stalls, each with their own 72 kilowatt Tesla urban supercharger stalls. A Porsche Taycan electric car caught on fire at a residence in Florida yesterday, leading to significant damages to the house and a complete loss of the car. Not many details are known at this time, but images of the aftermath were posted on social media showing that the entire electric car was burned down to some parts of the frame and the garage sustained significant damages. Locals claim the vehicle exploded inside the garage, and Porsche confirmed to Electrek that they are aware of the incident and that no one was hurt. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Electrek's Michelle Lewis compiled how three environmental and political groups, the Center for Biological Diversity Action Fund, Build a Movement 2020, and Greenpeace, how all three grade the presidential candidates on environmental and climate change issues. According to these results, the highest-scoring Democratic candidate was Bernie Sanders, while the lowest-scoring Democratic candidate was Michael Bloomberg. Amazon head Jeff Bezos announced the $10 billion Bezos Earth Fund on Instagram yesterday. The Bezos Earth Fund is an initiative to amplify known ways and explore new ways of fighting the devastating impact of climate change. Last Thursday, a U.S. bankruptcy judge in Delaware officially signed off on the Philadelphia Energy Solutions bankruptcy plan. This includes the sale of the company's 1,300-acre oil refinery complex. According to a new report published in Nature titled Power Generation from Ambient Humidity Using Protein Nanowires, electrical engineer Jun Yao and microbiologist Derek Lovely at the University of Massachusetts Amherst have created the AirGen, which connects electrodes to electrically conductive protein nanowires so that electrical current is generated from the water vapor present in the atmosphere. Yao says, quote, "We are literally making electricity out of thin air," close quote. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Barcelona-based electric motorcycle manufacturer Persang preps for its first production batch of the electric motorcycles. Persang expects to have their first 60 units of the Spanish-made motorcycles on the market by May 2020, which will retail for €13,700, which amounts to $14,800 US. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.